question is, why are Hindu gods married? Why do they have children? The answer is, Hinduism is taught on many different levels to many different people. And the more uneducated people who are not able to understand the high philosophy, Hinduism is taught in story form. And these stories are called Puranas, and they are the basis of dance, plays, storytelling around the fire, in the homes, to children as they're growing up, to amplify how they should live. Because the temple is the center of every Hindu community, of every village, the temple is the center of that village, and everyone is focused on the temple and the gods within the temple. The gods are the major players in these stories. In the higher philosophy, all Hindus who understand it know that they find God on the inside, and in the lower philosophies, they strive to be like a god or like a goddess. A family should live, how they should have their children, how they should raise their children, and much, much more. Hindus are very peaceful people. They believe in ahimsa, not hurting physically, mentally, emotionally, but in times of war, the stories become violent, stimulating the young man to get out and fight, showing how the gods killed the demons and how battles were won. Before the printing press, there were a few books, and owned only by a few families. Therefore, Hindus are a visual community, and they're painting pictures in their minds on how they should behave in peacetime, how they should behave in wartime.